Sergeant Dave.
Along with Special Investigator Doreen and Internal Affairs, Gino.
Yep. Taking a look at both of you, by the way.
Yeah, great.
An unknown suspect has been calling Milwaukee County residents over the past several weeks and identifying himself as a sheriff's deputy from the sheriff's office. The scammer advises the victims that they have an outstanding warrant or have missed jury duty and they have to pay a fine or face arrest. People have been contacting the sheriff's office about receiving the calls. None of them, at least as of publication of this article from The Patch, had yet fallen victim to the scam. The caller attempts to get money in person and or requests prepaid gifts or credit cards. Another version of this scam has the caller saying that they're with civil service or civil process, asking the victim to bring cash or gift cards to another location. The sheriff's office reminding all of us that they don't call citizens regarding jury duty or call to threaten arrest for failure to pay fines.
To clear my conscience, Dave, looking back as a adolescent, making those phone calls and calling people and asking if their refrigerator was running, I apologize for that scam that I tried to pull.
Did you ever order anyone pizzas?
No,
delivered
no, it didn't go that far. It was always the practical joke on the phone, not anything horribly mean, just...
Mm-hmm. Did you do this on your own, or...
No, it would be a group of guys, and then we bought a suction cup to put on the phone so you could record the calls. Fantastic.
Wow. You thought this through.
And I have some of them, and I played them once when I was at the old place, and the guy that made the calls was... furious with me.
Why?
They were hilarious and everybody laughed. I don't know why. He did not like me playing those calls.
Everybody did that kind of stuff.
It was great. It was fun.
But he was a kid at the time, right?
Yes. I mean,
so was he in a position of power or something where he was embarrassed?
No. He was just
Did he have kids?
No.
No. Huh. Well, you might need to apologize after the next story, too. Waukesha police responded to St. Paul Avenue on a report of indecent exposure. According to police, a man in his 50s was rocking around the area with his pants pulled down, exposing himself to the public. Waukesha police took down the man's car, located the vehicle, conducted a traffic stop. Police advised the parties inside the car on their behavior. The person who called police stated they just wanted the individual not to come back to the area because it freaked everybody out. That's a quote that's in the police report.
And the police sketch artist hates when he has to draw that. Come on.
Was that Porky's?
Was it?
Line it all. Remember, line them all up. Oh. I can figure out which one it was. Also, Waukesha police called to the intersection of Hinman and West Newhall Avenue Friday night. There's a guy on a bicycle who kept falling over. He was taken into custody. That's right. He was drunk while riding his bicycle.
You know, since my bike accident last year, I've not gotten back on the bike.
You haven't?
No. No. And I feel bad every time I look at it. I need a new helmet.
But he's riding horses now.
Safer. Not as good of exercise,
oh,
but...
Oh, man.
You haven't gotten
back? No. Wow. Because I still hear the sound of my head hitting the pavement with that helmet cracking.
Yeah, but you had the helmet on, so that's...
Yes.
Thank God for that.
I always rode, never rode without it.
A 17-year-old Whitefish Bay boy arrested June 17th. Cops stopped him. He had marijuana brownies. He was transported to the Whitefish Bay Police Department where he was cited, booked, and released to his dad.
Did you ever have one inadvertently or on purpose?
No.
Me neither.
No, just
not
one.
That, never.
Not marijuana.
Just brownies?
Yeah, just brownies.
One that rhymed with rash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cash brownies?
Yeah, they're cash brownies. You put money in them.
Great. Yeah. How'd those taste?
I got another naked story from Oak Creek. A 911 caller called cops just after 10 p.m. July 2nd to report that an upstairs neighbor was outside calling the juvenile's guests terrorists, but the guy that was screaming that was naked. All children were reportedly safe in the apartment by the time the police call came in. Police reports say that the neighbor in a neighboring apartment came out of his balcony and called the kids terrorists. A parent reportedly said they only saw him from the waist up. It was unclear whether he was actually completely naked. Officers spoke with the apparently semi-naked man and advised him of the complaint against him. He was told to stay inside for the evening. Please. Greenfield guy in for shock. See, he fled the scene of an accident. Shouldn't do that.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Police then found his car parked at his apartment complex, and they towed his car. See? It's going to happen. And finally, from the city of Delafield, a 59-year-old Delafield man told police he wanted a lawn care service fined for, quote, getting grass on my driveway. The police report said the man also claimed that his car was damaged, quote, because grass landed on it.
It wasn't me. Okay, before you jump to conclusions, that was not me. As quirky as I am, grass on the driveway.
Does that bother you, though?
Not at all. Not at all.
How about when people do their snow blowing and blow the snow onto your lot?
They've never done that.
Lot. Okay.
I have. My neighbors are very, very good about that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
What can you do about that?
Well, that's the point. It's like there's not a lot of place to put the snow at times.
Well, no, I'm just saying that would seem to me like this guy here, if he's freaked out about the grass,
yes, that would
be the guy
right
who would be upset about the snow. All right, that's your crime update.